Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring. You know, I'm certain that God detests ignorance in all forms. Ignorance of who he is, of what he's done, and he's doing for us. Ignorance of his word. His promises for us to experience a rich and satisfying life, as it says in John 10:10 in the New Living Translation. Isaiah 44:18, New Living Translation. Such stupidity and ignorance, their eyes are closed, and they cannot see. Their minds are shut, and they cannot think. Well, Proverbs 1:22 in the Message Bible. Simpletons, how long will you wallow in ignorance? Cynics, how long will you feed your cynicism? Idiots, how long will you refuse to learn? About face, I can revise your life. Look, I'm ready to pour out my spirit on you. I'm ready to tell you all I know. As it is, I've called, but you've turned a deaf ear. I reached out to you, but you've ignored me. If there's one thing God doesn't want us to do or to be ignorant about, it's his plans for our financial future. Deuteronomy 8:18, King James. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. First, from that verse, God gave it. Second, God will never give us something unless he expects us to use it. Now listen to Deuteronomy 8:18, this time in the Living Bible. Always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. And he does it to fulfill the covenant he made with your ancestors. Why does God want you to be rich? To fulfill this covenant. What is his covenant? That we're blessed to be a blessing. God has given us the ability, the power to be rich for a purpose. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It had no sorrow with it. Now, the classic Amplified translation of that verse, Proverbs 10:22, says it this way. The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Neither does toiling increase it. When you seek the Lord and his righteousness, then riches will come. Proverbs 8:17 and 18 in the Classic Amplified Bible. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently shall find me. Hallelujah. I thank him for that every morning, by the way. Verse 18, riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness, uprightness in every area and relation in right standing with God. Proverbs 8:20 and 21 in the New Living Translation. I walk in righteousness and paths of justice. Those who love me inherit wealth, for I will fill their treasuries. How about Psalm 112:2, Classic Amplified. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in darkness for the upright. He is gracious, compassionate, and righteous, upright in right standing with God. Hallelujah. In the King James Version, it would say, wealth and riches shall be in Harold and Bev's house. Wealth and riches shall be in Ray and Brenda's house. Personalize it for you. What does it mean to be rich? Webster's Intercollegiate Dictionary defines rich as having abundant possessions, especially material wealth. Now, there are five ways to get rich. One, win the lottery. Two, do something illegal. See, we talked about this yesterday. So, one, win the lottery. Two, do something illegal. Three, inherit a lot of money. Four, marry someone who has a lot of money. And number five, do it God's way. My son, Jamie, I was talking about this in a meeting once, and after it was over, he came up to me and said, Dad, I got it figured out how I want to be rich. He said, I don't believe in the lottery one. I wouldn't do anything illegal, but I kind of like three, four, and five. Inherit it, marry it, and do it God's way. All right. Win the lottery. Far too many people are spending their way into the poorhouse by buying lottery tickets. It makes better financial sense, C-E-N-T-S, to spend $20 a month, $5 a week for 4 weeks on reducing your credit card balance. You'll make more money with this common sense approach. Do something illegal. There are two primary reasons this is a wrong approach to getting rich. First, it is spiritually and morally wrong. Second, you'll go to jail or worse. Inherit a lot of money. There's nothing wrong with inheriting a lot of money. However, when you consider the possibility that your rich relatives may live longer than you, I think it's probably best to devise another wealth accumulation plan. Marry someone who has a lot of money. Make sure you're marrying for the right reasons, or else I do will be the beginning of more problems than you can imagine. If self-respect and pride have any root in your life, you'll never be satisfied to get by on someone else's money. Do it God's way. Do it God's way. Let's look at Deuteronomy 8:18 again, this time in the King James Version. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. God's given each of us the power to get wealth. God has given each of us the power to produce wealth, or as one translation says, the ability to get rich. I can assure you that God would never give you the power or ability to get rich unless he expected you to use it. Why do he give you this power to get rich unless he wanted you to be rich? Producing wealth is a way of turning a profit. And make no mistake about it, God is interested in turning a profit. Some years ago, I'd flown into New York City. We were driving up to Connecticut to do a meeting there and then couple around New York City. Driving through the city, I saw many buildings where the corporate giants of finance were housed. As I was looking at these buildings, it stirred in my spirit that when it comes to investing his resources and wealth, God plays the stock market. I'm sure that if you're listening to this teaching, you may have perhaps investments in either the stock market or real estate. Or if you don't at the moment, you may be planning to. If your investment, whether it's stock market or real estate or whatever, if your investment is not bringing you a good return, what do you do? I'm sure that without hesitation, you would take that hard-earned money out of the unprofitable investments and put them into something that was going to turn a nice profit for you. To do anything else would be financially foolish. According to the Word, God treats his investments the same way. Our Heavenly Father invests heavily into those stewards who he knows bring a good return or profit. God's greatest investment was sending his only son to die for you and I. He's already made a significant and costly investment in us. The question is, what kind of return is God getting for his investments in us? He invests in us because he wants to turn a profit. No matter where you may be financially, you don't have to get more money before you can turn a profit, because he's given you the ability to produce wealth, to get rich. So we should turn a profit at any level. If your financial situation is not working with what you're doing, perhaps you need to change what you're doing. Here's a fact. We'll never get to the next level until we fix the level we're on. Now, here's some good news. If you can fix your finances at your current level, you'll be able to fix them at any level. But to do that, for us to do that, we've got to quit making excuses. We can't blame everybody else for our situation as long as we want to. I mean, we can do it as long as we want to, but it won't help or solve any problems. Well, my boss didn't pay me enough. Didn't find another job. Probably not your boss's fault anyway. Even if he doesn't pay you enough, that's still no excuse. Successful investing and turning a profit do not depend on how much you make, but how you use what you make. Besides, when you took that job, you agreed to work for that amount of money. So don't complain. Here's the sad truth. Financial insufficiency feeds a welfare mindset, a poverty mindset that says, the world owes me a living. Listen, all the world owes us is an opportunity. If we want to get paid more than, if we want to get paid more, then we need to make ourselves more valuable. Not being paid enough is oftentimes a cop-out for not doing the job we were hired to do. God's investment in you is important. But truthfully, each of us, well, is important, and his investment in us is important, but what we do with it is even more important. Hallelujah. We'll pick this up on tomorrow's call. In the meantime, go to HaroldHearing.com. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you plant. If you've been blessed by the teaching or our ministry, make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.